We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Carol Matriciana, and she's put out a wonderful new DVD. Carol actually produces a motion pictures, DVDs, and this latest one is called Wide is the Gate. And it certainly goes into the background of what's happening to Christianity. Now, those of you who are Christians remember the way things used to be in the past. But everything has changed in Christianity. They've changed the dress of the ministers. The ministers don't dress the way they used to. Most of them don't. They've changed the music in our churches. They've changed the message of Christianity. No longer is there awe and a fear of the Lord and of eternal punishment. We don't talk about that sort of thing anymore. It's just not the way things are done. After all, hasn't God changed? And I'd like to suggest he hasn't, but we have changed, and we've changed because, as it says in the Bible, wide is the gate. But, of course, and most people will follow that, but narrow is the path to righteousness. And if you are going to actually get to heaven, because so many have taken the wrong path. Well, Carol, you pick up the story there, and certainly, what is happening to Christianity, why, and what will people learn if they get your DVD?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Lots of questions. Thank you very much for having me on your show. The reason that I made Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, Volume 1 came out last year. Volume 2 has just come out a few weeks ago. The reason that we made this was to explain the history of what is happening in the church, because I found I was getting so many emails, Dr. Stan, of people saying that they were disillusioned with their church, their church had changed, they didn't know what was the matter. It wasn't only a question of the music, but Bibles weren't being taught anymore. There seemed to be a more casual ambiance, if you would, but people didn't mind the casualness of that. But it was just that Bibles were not placed, the teaching from the Bible was not placed in the high view, high position that it used to be. And what happened was in about the 1980s, there was a new group of avant-garde pastors that were feeling that they could teach that there was a need to reach out to the postmodern generation, as they were called, a generation that do not believe in absolutes. And the way to bring this generation into the church was to be able to dialogue with them, be able to have conversations with them. So the church was given this much more casual look of easy chairs, sofas all around the place. In fact, some churches even took out all the pews and darkened the rooms, put in you know, dark curtains and candles and incense, and started having conversations and dialoguing what their opinion was about the Bible. In fact, there are some emergent leaders. I mean, there were several of them, just so that your listeners might be familiar with the names. They have people like Tony Jones, Rob Bell, Brian McLaren, of course, is the most famous. He was the sort of godfather, if you will, of the movement. And these people said that there was not an importance for the Bible. In fact, Brian McLaren says, drop any affair you may have with certainty, argument, and replace it with dialogue and conversation. So don't take the Bible as a book of certainties, of absolute truth. Let's discuss your opinion and our opinion. Tony Jones says that he was quite convinced that the Bible is a subversive text. In fact, he used a four-letter word. I think the Bible is a four-letter word, scary book. I think that deconstruction is the only hermeneutical avenue. In other words, break it all down and let's discuss this what he calls subversive. And Rob Bell said that he and his wife started questioning their assumptions about the Bible itself, discovering the Bible as a human product. So he put it that Rob Bell said that it was human rather than the product of divine fiat. So when you've got Christian teachers, Dr. Stan, telling our young people that the Bible is make-believe, that it isn't, as Tony Jones says, a profitable, a provable commodity, all the evidence in the world does not prove God. That's Tony Jones. And, of course, if you take that attitude, that's all right. But when you've got these leaders telling our young people that there is no God, many of the things in the Bible can't be proved, that there isn't a heaven. In fact, Doug Padgett said, are you suggesting to me that heaven is actually a place, that the place of God is an individual place that you go to? Yes, that's what the Bible says. But here are these leaders saying, if the Bible isn't true, then what the Bible says can be questioned, can be discussed, can be a topic of conversation. And, you've got people like Dallas Willard, who is one of the leaders, again, a huge speaker in this new emerging Christianity. And he says that he believes that everyone deserves to be saved. He says, now I believe that everyone who deserves to be saved will be saved no matter where they are or what they do. So now we've got the cross is taken out, the idea that you're a sinner and you need to repent of your sin and realize that you're a sinner in need of a savior, that Jesus Christ is our savior who died on the cross. These things, if these people start saturating the church with universalist thinking, the idea that everybody will be saved, everybody deserves to be saved, then we've got problems. They've undermined the Bible. They've undermined the teachings of the Bible. They've undermined the necessity for Jesus Christ's work on the cross. And so we have got this emerging new Christianity. And it's been coming in slowly. As I say, it started in the 80s with a few of these leaders getting together, and we've got some terrific books and about the history of it. But that's what I tried to put together in this DVD, Wide is the Gate, that we would start with what is this emerging new Christianity? Where did it come from? We see that obviously its roots were in the 60s, beginning.
Hold that thought, Carol. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciano.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciana. We're talking about her latest DVD, Volume 2 of Wide is the Gate. But ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem with Christianity. Of course, there's an organized effort to bring about a new global government, but along with that, a new world religion. And if we're going to have a new world economic system, we've got to destroy the old one. If we're going to have a new world religion, we've got to destroy the old one. It's called creative destruction. It's exactly what's going on within Christianity today, and many of our most prominent Christian leaders are involved in changing the structure of modern-day Christianity. Would that be a fair assessment, would you think, Carol?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan. There's a conditioning going on, and, you know, the church, the biblical apostolic church at one point did believe that Jesus Christ is the only way and that the Bible is the inspired word of God. Well, that is seen to be very narrow and just does not fit into this globalist thinking that has to be a wide church. And Jesus said that wide is the gate that leads to destruction. But these, we've got enemies within the church. And Paul said this in 2,000 years ago, that they have crept in. They've come in from amongst us. So in other words, that here were people that were in the church. They either believed in the gospel or changed their belief. But they came out from amongst us. So we see people in the church today teaching false doctrines, false teachings, they're false prophets, just as Jesus in Matthew 24 said that this would be one of the signs of the last days, that there would be false teachings, false prophets. And Jesus himself said that they would come in his name as false Christ. So here we have Jesus telling us that one of the signs of the last days is apostate teaching, false teachers, false prophets coming from amongst the church. Paul warned that they came with false messages. The scriptures tell us to test all spirits. But these new teachers have the audacity to tell us that we're not allowed to judge, because if we judge, then that makes us unloving Christians. Well, the scriptures tell us to test all spirits. In other words, test what is being told to you, just like anybody would test a car salesman. Against the blue book to see that all that he is claiming of a particular car can be tested against what the blue book says of its price or its performance or, you know, whatever it is. So we do have to come back to the Bible and test these things. But the new emerging Christianity and these new leaders are telling us that the Bible isn't even a reliable measure, if you will, a reliable blue book, a reliable guide to test them against. So, and they say that they're not to be tested by these fundamentalist, narrow Christians who only want to stick to the Bible or dogma. So we are ostracized and demonized as narrow people. And if you look at it in the big political agenda, as you just said, of course this does not fit in with the new globalism, which has to say that God is a God of love, that we can all come together with all our different faiths, which are equal and the same, and a Muslim. Today, when you've got Christian leaders like Rick Warren saying that the God of Islam is the same as the God of the Bible, this is heretical teaching. The Muslims know very well that they do not believe in the Trinity. They do not believe Jesus is one of three persons of God. They only believe that God is one person and that Allah is one. He did not have a son. They believe that Jesus, who was a good prophet, was a Palestinian, an Arab, that Mary was a Palestinian. Well, this is absolutely heretical, because we know Jesus is Jewish and that he came along from the Jewish line, the genealogical line that was prophesied in the Bible. But a Muslim will tell you that they hate the Jews. The Jews must be killed. So we see that the showdown here is between the God of the Muslims, who is Allah, who hates the Jews, and the God of the Bible, Yahweh, who loves the Jews. So when you've got our teachers like Rick Warren and others telling us that we must sign accords, and hundreds of Christians have signed, Christian leaders, evangelical leaders, have signed an accord to say that, in fact, it was even written by the Muslims, by Muslim imams, that we must all get together, we must see that we worship one God, for peace and harmony is our objective. Well, the moment that you make peace the idol and the goal, then doctrine must go out the window, because doctrine is divisive. Jesus said he came to divide, and we have to choose that there is one God, one way to God, one reconciliation through Jesus Christ, and not what these teachers are saying. For instance, people like Tony Campello, and what he says about the gospel in his book, A Reasonable Faith, he says, there are some warnings that I wish to issue to anyone reading my book, this book, A Reasonable Faith. Any attempt to state the gospel in the dominant categories of a culture inevitably leads to a distortion of the gospel. Consequently, anyone who accuses me, Tony Campello, of violating the biblical message is correct. Well, this is absolutely preposterous that we have got teachers that are being looked up to as Christian leaders who are telling us that they're violating the biblical message, they're violating the gospel. You've got people like Rob Bell, who's a universalist, that says that the love of God is greater than his judgment, that we have not got a jihadist God, which is, by the way, what Brian McLaren calls our God that talked of, you know, the idea that Jesus is a personal savior and died for our sins. This is the teachings, they say, of a jihad God. Well, jihad is a term, a Muslim term, that is a warring, violent term that is called holy war. Well, these are terrible terms that these Christian teachers are coming out with. And anyway, the point is, what they're promoting is universalism, the idea that the God of love, his love is much greater than his judgment, that we're all going to get into heaven, all people are going to be saved. In fact, in my volume 2, Wide is the Gate, volume 2, I even show a clip of dearly beloved amongst many thousands of Christians, Billy Graham, who today in his aging years is saying that, you know, a Muslim can get to heaven, that people, all people can be saved, that Jesus Christ isn't the only answer and the only way. And he says in that clip, and I put the clip there so that people would see that I'm not saying something that a man didn't say with his own mouth, but he did talk about in his young days when he was a little bit more narrow or dogmatic, that he used to think certain things, but now he's changed and he has become ecumenical. This is the new religious view that we must all embrace. Ecumenicalism comes from the Roman Catholic Church. I was raised as a Roman Catholic, and I understand the teaching of unity, that all faiths are the same, that we must all get along with one another. Well, all faiths aren't the same. Buddha didn't die for our sins. Krishna didn't die for our sins. Muhammad didn't die for our sins. They didn't go to the cross. They weren't prophesied hundreds and hundreds of times in their holy books to be held accountable to what they teach. No, this is a terrible teaching that's coming in at the end, that we must all embrace one another's religious views, that all views lead to God. And yes, they do lead to God. They lead to the God of this world. And the Bible says that the God of this world is Satan. And, Jesus, when Satan came and tempted Jesus, in saying that you can have everything in this world if you just bow down to me, Jesus didn't say, who are you to give me this world? He acknowledged that Satan had the entire world and all the kingdoms of the world, and that he was the God of this world, that God had given this too, so that we can look up. We're not of this world. We're passing through this world. We're to be looking up at the appearing of the Lord, who will be coming, who will be restoring his kingdom on earth in the nation of Israel, who will be sitting on the throne of David from Jerusalem and ruling for 1,000 years. This is what we're looking up to, not what all these religions are promising us, that if we can all get together, we can make a better peace on earth, a better kingdom of God on earth, that we can make a dominion of the earth and prepare it for the coming of the Lord. This is all bad, bad teaching, but this is what's being taught in hundreds of thousands of churches that believe that their good works and the social gospel, a gospel of works, will bring in the kingdom of God. So we focus in on that in volume two. In volume one, we took the history of the 60s from the gods of India, if you will, these gurus, these enlightened people that perceive themselves to be the embodiment of God. They've discovered their divine spark within them through the exercise of yoga, and through altered states of consciousness have become enlightened to the divinity within, the spark within, the connection that they are one with the universe. So they came in the 60s to teach us these disciplines through yoga and transcendental meditation, which today is in the church as the contemplative movement. We've brought in this Eastern thinking and now call it Christian yoga, and this idea that Christian contemplation, Christian meditation, where you can close your eyes, repeat Christian words from the Bible, and that you can then make a connection spiritually through an experience, through going within yourself, that you can have an experience with God. Well, the Bible says that there's no good thing within us, and Jeremiah says our hearts are deceptively wicked. There's no point going inside. We're told we're sinners. And we deceive ourselves if we think we're one with the God of the universe without coming to Jesus in reconciliation through the cross.
Absolutely, and tragically, there are so many people who are going to churches today where they're preaching a different message, and unfortunately, this reflects what's happened in our seminaries, religious seminaries of all denominations. And these are largely funded by the great tax-exempt foundations and other organizations which are part and parcel of this effort to change the structure of American society. And as a result of this, I really fear for the very survival of our nation, because we started out certainly with people who were totally dedicated to Christianity, and little by little that has changed subtly. But, of course, this is an entirely different world than the world I grew up in and the world you grew up in, Carol.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did a magnificent job in this DVD. It's called Wide is the Gate, and when we get back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about how to get that. If you're off the audience, you have a question or comment, Our number is 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524, because Carol's given an excellent overview of what is taking place in Christendom today. As we have our new brand of religious leaders who want to bring about world peace, just get everybody together and, of course, begin to understand the good in other religions. Aren't all religions good? And the truth is, they are not good. Of course, they will certainly lead to eternal damnation. There are two religions of the world. One is Christianity, and the other is a combination of all of the others, who, of course, have accepting the worship of the God of this world, looking into ourselves to find we are God. And that, of course, is the message of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. That is also the message that is being taught all across America today. And if you doubt that, there's a wonderful book written from the other side by a fellow named Dan Brown, sold, I think, 40, 50 million copies of his books. The Lost Scroll. Read it. Understand what the other side believes. We'll be back in just a moment. Carol Matriciata, at number 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, back there, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciata. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. Carol, how can people get in touch with your ministry, get copies of your DVD?
Well, there's several ways. They can go to our internet address and look at our internet shop. The address on our internet website address is www.carryltv.com. That's where Carryl Productions have got all their products and other people's great products available to them. That's www.carryltv.com. And there are both Wide is the Gate Volume 1 and Wide is the Gate Volume 2, which is our latest release, available. Or they can call, but not during the show, because this is the order line that I'm speaking on. So perhaps we can give this order line number at the end of the show, which is another way that they can call in by making phone orders. So they can do internet orders on the website or phone orders.
Why don't you put the telephone number out now with the proviso that nobody will want to not hear the program, so they will hold off until the end of the program to call. Go ahead and put the telephone number out now.
Okay, the order line number is 951-301-1101. So the phone number
one
to
more time,
make orders over the
give
phone
it twice.
Is 951-301-1101.
And the email is Carryl, CarylTV. Is that right?
Yes, TV, short for television, TV.com.
Okay.
Seven letters, CarylTV.com. And then the order line, the phone number for the order line, if they'd like to order over the phone, is 951-301-1101. And we're on California time. We're based in Southern California. Carryl Productions is a Southern California ministry. And so we're on that timing.
And this is an excellent DVD. Interviews and talks with all sorts of key people within the Christian movement, both on our side, and then, of course, you'll see what the people on the other side are saying. And believe me,
take the words straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and we are going to come out with a volume three, by the end of this year on another aspect of this movement. So we've covered every denomination, if you will, because this new emerging Christianity doesn't come out of any one denomination. You have got this false teaching in every single one. All these denominations are closely interconnected through their books, their book sales, their bookshops, which offer the teachings of a lot of these apostate teachings, whether they come from Brian McLaren, whether they come from Rob Bell, whether they come from Brennan Manning, from Ken Wilber. All these teachers are infiltrating into Christian bookshops in Christian churches that are coming out with an anti-biblical message. So what we have to understand is that even though these people like Doug Padgett or Leonard Sweet, who is a Christian author, he calls himself a Christian author, he's a Methodist by background and denomination, he's the dean of the theological school at Drew University, but he worked with Rick Warren, who also, he calls himself a Christian evangelical pastor of the eighth biggest church in America, Saddleback Church. In fact, Time magazine said that Rick Warren was second only to Billy Graham in popularity. And so you get these teachers working together, like Rick Warren and Leonard Sweet, who worked together on a project, a video project, called The Tides of Change, Choice Voices for Church Leadership about Ministry on the Emerging New Frontier. So you get these people putting forward their new reformation, if you will, their new ideas, which are boosting us through a type of quantum spirituality into a new thought. And these teachers are saying that everything must change. People like Brian McLaren says that we have to change. We have to come into a cosmic new faith that, you know, we must come into a sort of cosmic quantum leap and realize that we are all divine children. And as I mentioned previously, he says that this jihadist Jesus is not the one that we should follow, because he's going to bring in this Armageddon, which is God's judgment. We must believe in love, and that love's going to cover the world. Well, this idea of love, of course, is rooted in Eastern mysticism's apathy that does not include judgment. It's the idea that we're all one, that we can all make a oneness and a wholeness. But, just logically, this is so ridiculous to think this when you've got Muslims out there that are talking about coming against Jews and Christians, and yet you've got somebody like Rick Warren saying we must link arms with these people because this is a religion of peace. Well, while I've got Muslim friends. I was born and raised in India for the first 20 years of my life. I've got Hindu friends and Muslim friends. But it's not that they themselves are bad people. I mean, my Muslim friends, I'm very close to many of them. The point is, what do their scriptures teach? The Quran teaches that we have to kill, that Muslims that adhere to the Quran, adhere to Allah's teachings, must kill Jews and Christians. So their very Bible, holy book, teaches that. Whereas Jesus was against the sword. The very last miracle that Jesus did when Peter pulled out his sword to cut off the ear of one of the Roman soldiers' servants, Jesus, his healing was to pick up the ear, put it back, and said that we don't live by the sword. This is the new covenant teaching, that the sword is not what we live by, but the word of God that is explained as a sword, sharper than any two-edged sword that can cut between spirit and soul to change our hearts from hardened hearts and hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. So this is the message of Christianity, but these new teachers, the new emerging leaders that are emerging out of the emergent church, and there again we have to look at that word. Emerging means evolving, which means that truth is ever-changing. The Bible says that Jesus, who said that he was the way and the truth and the life, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Biblical truth is absolute. It's not evolving, but the new emerging church is emerging in new truths, in new reformations, in new ideas to be embracive, inclusive of all religions and all faiths, that we can work together for a one world government, one world economy, one world, bring in ultimately what's called the Antichrist.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, this is Dr. Dan here at the American Food Network. Our guest this morning, Carol Matriciano. And there really is, ladies and gentlemen, an effort to bring about a global society. This is why we're sending our jobs overseas. This is why we are intentionally sending over $500 billion of American wealth overseas with our massive trade deficits. It's the redistribution of the wealth throughout the world, raising living standards in other countries, lowering standards in America. It's called globalism. And, of course, to accomplish this new wonderful globalist dream with a new world economic system and a new world religion, we must destroy the old. This is happening not by accident. It is part of a diabolical plan. And the fact most people have never even heard of this, or that it is coordinated, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our guest, Carol Matriciana, if you have a question for Carol, 877-254-7524. Her DVD, and we're talking about Volume 2, but you can get Volume 1 of Wide as the Gate. Volume 2 is out now, and I'm looking forward to Volume 3, but go right ahead, Carol.
Well, you know, what we're trying to explain in our DVD, Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, is how have we come to where we've come to? And basically, it's because there has been a slow teaching against the Word of God being uniquely special, well, just being unique, that it's in the inspired Word of God. If you take that out, then different philosophies are introduced and man's opinions appear to embrace all these philosophies as true. And, of course, this is a tactic that was taken by Satan in the Garden of Eden when the very, very first thing he said to Eve is, "Hath God said?" In other words, undermining what God says. Did God really say this? Is God's authority really based on the integrity of his character? Of course, a Bible-believing Christian would say yes and would test everything and go back to the scriptures to test what is being told to us. But people that are including all these so-called Christians that are coming in within the evangelical church and telling Christians things, not even requiring them to read the Bible. In fact, we've got one girl, a former member of Rick Warren's Saddleback Church, who was there for 9 years and never read the Bible. They don't need to bring a Bible into church. Bible verses are thrown up on a huge, great big screen, but taken out of context, perhaps, or not fully implied. In fact, in Rick Warren's purpose-driven life books, he used 13 to 15 translations or paraphrases of the Bible. I mean, even these books that are calling themselves Bible, like Eugene Peterson's The Message, is only a paraphrase according to Eugene Peterson. So then you have somebody like Eugene Peterson endorsing Paul Young's book, The Shack, and I've heard hundreds of Christians tell me that they've really come to a closer relationship with God through reading The Shack. Well, The Shack is a fictional story bent on changing the character of God. God the Father is a big black woman. God the Son is a hippie kind of free-speaking spirit, and God the Holy Spirit is a female who waters a wispy little female that works in her garden. Well, here we are going to goddess worship. Goddess worship is part of paganism. This is the religion of the country that I grew up with, in India, for the first 20 years of my life. And the idea of Hinduism is that there are gods and goddesses. And the goddess is higher than any form of worship. She is Mother Earth. She is Gaia, what today we call Earth environmentalism, but the worship of nature and the created coming above the creator is what Hinduism is all about. Well, one just has to look at India, and I love India. It's the country of my birth. I was fifth generation born in India. But look at the poverty of India, the life in India, the culture of India, to see that obviously yoga, which is synonymous with Hinduism, there is no Hinduism without yoga, and there is no yoga without Hinduism, hasn't worked in India. So why are thousands and thousands and thousands of Christians bringing yoga into their churches, calling it Christian yoga, and believing that it will help them to have a connection with God? Well, the connection will be with another God, not the God of the Bible, who asks us to believe in him through faith and be reconciled through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, not by going within and doing yoga. And yet yoga is being packaged in the West as a health exercise, which is the lure to get people into its spiritual focus, which is to start believing that you are one with the universe. I went to India several years ago to speak to yogis. Those are people that teach yoga. And I put that into a film called Yoga Uncoiled from East to West. And asked them, could the spiritual aspects of yoga be separated from the physical aspects of yoga? Well, that's an asinine question to an Eastern worldview, somebody that comes from the Eastern worldview, the idea that body, mind, and spirit are all one. Of course you can't separate body, mind, and spirit. Their idea, their understanding, that it's all one. And the idea is that the body must, through the mind, through self-hypnosis, through altered states of consciousness, understand that the divine spark is laid coiled at the bottom of each of our spines in the shape of a sleeping snake that needs to be aroused and brought up into our mind so that we can understand the divinity, the divine spark, which supposedly resides within us all, so that we can all become one with each other. Well, this is, yoga is rooted in Hindu philosophy, despite the fact that it's being brought into the Christian church. But this is just one example, Dr. Stan, of showing how Christians are wandering away from the truth written in the Bible. They don't know their Bibles. They don't know how to test spirits that are coming in to wrong teaching, false teaching. They don't know how to test them against Scripture, because they don't know Scripture. And the whole idea of yoga is introduce pluralism.
Thank you, Carol. We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, look, I care, and I hope you've enjoyed our interview with Carol Matrice. Anna is a personal friend and really a lovely woman. We carry a number of her various items and books, and we recommend them. You can get more information by calling our number at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'm not sure whether I ordered the DVD for our ministry. I think I did because I think it's so vitally important. But wide is the gate, and you need to get it. You need to see what's really happening. And then you need to put this into the perspective of the satanic movement, which is guiding both our political and our religious system here in America. This is not imaginary. Why do you think that we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do we have 50,000 troops in Germany 65 years after the war ended? 35,000 troops in Japan and 25,000 troops in South Korea. Why do you think we have our 9,000 troops in England and 9,000 troops in Italy? They're all occupation troops. We control those nations. And we are moving 5,000 troops into Australia. We're putting them in gradually. Why are we occupying Australia? Oh, we're protecting ourselves, and we've got to have those troops out protecting America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about the world empire. It's about bringing about the world government. Understand that they're lying to you. But we can change this if there are enough people who care, who value freedom. But, of course, you must understand the symbolism on the back of the dollar bill. There you'll see the eagle with the claws, olive branches in one claw, arrows in the other. But when it originally appeared on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, comes from the Great Seal of the United States, 1789, but it wasn't an eagle. It was a phoenix. Why a phoenix? Because the phoenix bird, of course, had died, was killed and burned and then rose from the ashes. And this is to symbolize America being destroyed and coming back to lead the world into this world government. And you can actually see the pictures we have in our encyclopedia. As every 10 or 15 years, they would gradually change the phoenix into an eagle to deceive the American people. You're not supposed to understand the reason we have to have our massive military is because we are to change the world and bring about this satanic world empire. When you understand that, it all makes sense. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't heard my talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and got the syllabuses that go with that, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us economically, we could certainly use the help. And if you're not, then please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and our protection, because believe me, we are on the front lines of this truly satanic conspiracy. to destroy the souls of men, to destroy Christianity, to destroy America, and to use our financial and military power to bring about a world government. And if you really believe that we're going to have an election in November with two political parties, ladies and gentlemen, it's Amos and Andy, Laurel and Hardy, Martin and Lewis. It's all show business for entertainment. I'm going to tell the Times purpose. The two candidates, step one's got a little darker skin. And build them at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon